Doug. You almost called me my dad there for a second. I heard it slip out there a little bit. Praise the Lord, church. I'm nothing like my dad. I'll tell you that right now. My dad could get up here and preach this word like none other. But I love the Lord tonight. If you didn't know it, something shifted in the atmosphere. If you didn't realize it, something's moving in this place. If you didn't realize it, it might be cold out there, but it's hot in here. If you didn't realize that something's about to happen in this place. Come on, church. Something's about to happen in this place. I've been in church long enough, you can feel the atmosphere. And if you feel after it, if you just feel after it, you'll understand where you're at tonight. I love the Lord tonight. I'm glad to be in His presence and in His church. This is His church. And He can do whatever He wants to in His church. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 21. I don't want to keep you for too long tonight, but I want God to move in a mighty way. 1 Kings chapter 21, and if I make you pass out from all the reading, just go ahead and fall out. It's all right. The Lord will move. So, verse 1, we're going to start in chapter 21 of 1 Kings. It says, "And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria." That word hard means close by or next to. "And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it, or if thee for it a better vineyard than it, or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken unto him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. So Naboth did not give his vineyard to King Ahab. He said, I'm not going to give you my inheritance that my family worked so hard to get. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto Ahab, Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? He said unto her, Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Rise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. Verse 8 says, So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in the city dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme against God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him, that he may die. And so Jezebel came up with a plan to kill Naboth, to do away with Naboth. And verse 11 says, And the men of this city, even the elders and the nobles who were in the inhabitants in his city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, and as it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them. Verse 12, and we're going to read through verse 16 here. Says, they proclaimed a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones, that he died. So Naboth died. The plan that Jezebel, you know, came up with, it came to pass. It happened. Verse 14 says, Then they sent Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. She said, Get up, Ahab, the vineyard is yours now, because Naboth is finished off. which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead. And it came to pass, we're going to end on this verse, it says, and it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And tonight, for a few moments, I want to preach to you on the simple title here of the value in a vineyard. The value in a vineyard, if our pastor would pray over this message tonight. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. You may be seated, church. The value in a vineyard. The value in a vineyard. This portion of Scripture we read, we didn't read the whole chapter of 21, but we read most of it. It told the story of Naboth's vineyard. Naboth's vineyard. The word value can be described as a person's principles or standards of behavior. One's judgment of what's important in life. Each and every one of us, Brother Eddie, we all understand that, you know, there's some things that are more important than others. We hold value. We hold certain value in certain things. And can I tell you tonight, when you're connected to the vine, your judgment of what's important changes. When you're connected to Jesus Christ, something switches inside of you, and your values change, and your morals change, and everything about you, Brother Mikey, changes, and your mindset changes. And if it hasn't changed, you've done something wrong. You haven't really got connected to the vine, Brother Paul. And so, can I tell you, your judgment will change when you find out what really matters to you in your life. Your values change when your values change, it causes your behavior to be different. And you start doing things differently than what you usually do. I have this little pocket knife that I carry around with me all the time because I value it. It's my grandfather's. And when he passed away, we split up all the knives, the 500 knives he had, and said, you know, you can have one of these. And I grabbed this one, and I hold it with great value. And Lexi will attest to it. If I can't find it, I start freaking out because it holds a special place in my heart. And our relationship should hold a special place in our heart with God. It should hold something, a sense of value to you and I tonight. The vineyard in this story can easily represent relationship, or some would call it being in covenant with God. We must value our relationship with God. We must value the covenant that we've made with God. The moment you're baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, that's a covenant with God. That's something that you should hold value in. And so you should see have value in that. And so we must value what we have been given tonight, church. We must value what we've been given. I don't ever want to disregard the value of the vineyard. Ahab wanted Naboth's vineyard because of how convenient it was for him. The word of the Lord says, we read it, the first scripture, it says the vineyard was close by his kingdom. The vineyard was right next to where he lived. The vineyard was convenient for him, Brother Mike. It was something that he wanted to make a vegetable garden out of instead of a vineyard. And so many times we try to make vegetable gardens out of vineyards. We are too busy trying to make a microwave relationship with the Lord rather than putting in the hard work. We're so concerned about what's so easy. What can I do that's the easiest thing to serve God? How can I just come in here and I just want to come in here and warm up a pew? You're not called to come in here and warm up a pew. You're called here to win lost souls. We're called to this church to reach the lost. We're called to this church to grow further and farther in God, Brother Kevin. It's not just to come on here and hit the button and it come out and it tastes great. No. We should hold value in what we have today, and understand it's worth putting in the extra effort and the hard work of getting a new convert and working with them and befriending them and showing them, hey, this is how you live for God. Hey, this is a better route. Hey, this is a better lifestyle. Hey, this is really what life's all about, is living for God. I don't ever want to disregard the value of the vineyard tonight, church. We only want to do what's convenient to you and I. I love conveniency. I love it when a plan comes together so easily. I love it when I don't have to do a whole lot of effort. But sometimes, you know, most times when you're serving God and you do the most convenient thing, you're not going to get much out of it. You're not going to get much of a blessing. You're not going to get much from God when you do the most convenient thing possible. And so Naboth valued what was given to him. He valued his vineyard. The Lord had blessed him and his family with that vineyard. It had been passed down from generation to generation. It was something that Naboth and his family valued. Naboth valued it so much that he wouldn't even let the king pay for it. It was something that he couldn't just give to somebody. It was something. Anybody ever had something in your life that you just would never sell because it just means so much to you? This was the vineyard of Naboth. He wouldn't sell it to the king. If he wouldn't sell it to the king, he wouldn't sell it to anyone else. And so when we understand how important, how precious our relationship with the Lord is, we won't sell out, church. We can't sell out. You won't give up that which you find value in. It's not easy to give up something that you have value in. I've found that out with my son. He holds value in almost every little toy he has. You try to take it from him. Hey, can I open it? During Christmas time, we gave him all these presents, you know, and he didn't even want to open any of them because it was like a valuable thing to him. He didn't want anybody touching it. He didn't want anybody coming close to it. He had value in that. And I was like, man, you're weird. You need to just play with these toys. But no, when we're weird about something, we want it for ourselves, and we use it to our advantage, and we want it because it's ours, and we hold value in that. And so when we understand how important and how precious our relationship with the Lord is, we won't sell out, church. We'll have a burning desire of saying, you know what, this is more important than anything else. I can't get rid of this. I know where my help comes from. I know where my deliverance comes from. I know where my healing comes from. I know where my future comes from. And so you won't give up that which you find value in tonight, church. We must find value in the vineyard, just as Naboth did. The church has to stay in covenant with God. The church has to stay in relationship with God. I got to stay in relationship with God. I got to constantly talk to him. I got to constantly be in a mindset of, hey, Lord, what do you want me to do today for your kingdom? Hey, Lord, who can I reach today? Hey, Lord, who can I talk to you about today? And so that's what we're called to do. We're called to find value in the vineyard. How many want to be in covenant with God tonight? How many want to hear from the Lord tonight? How many want to hear his voice? It may not be an audible voice, but you feel it in your spirit, you feel it in your soul, and you understand where that voice is coming from today. It's an almighty God that loves you and I today. But the church has to stay in covenant. We got to stay connected to the vine, to the vine. The vineyard will sustain you. It will uplift you. It will provide for you. It provided for Naboth. It provided for his family for generations and generations and generations. And in the moment that Ahab, sure, he could have just given it away, Brother Ken. He could have just given it away and understood, you know, that's good for my family, but it's not really good for me anymore, Brother Paul. Anybody ever been to that place where you start feeling, you know, when you have some things in your life that's been in your life for so long, it starts to become an old hat? But no, I believe Naboth had a fresh desire for that vineyard. I believe he understood what it took for his ancestors and the generations that were before him, the amount of work, the amount of effort that it took place to take that vineyard, Brother Jacob, and to build it up and to grow it and to make it to a place that would sustain his family for a while. And he found value in that. And he didn't give it up. He didn't give it up to Ahab. Your vineyard or your relationship or your covenant with God should mean everything to you and I tonight, church. It should be the only thing that matters. Your soul is the only thing that matters tonight. Yes, but we have jobs. Yes, we have family. Yes, we have money. Yes, we have this. We have that. We have bills to pay. But let me tell you something. Your soul is the only thing that's going to last. Your soul is the only thing that's going to carry on to eternity. And I want to make sure I'm in good standing with the Lord tonight. And so some people may say everything has a price. Anybody ever heard that? Everything has a price. Some people think that. Everything has a price. Your relationship with the Lord should not have a price tag on it today. Yes, you can sell your car. Yes, you can sell your house. Yes, you can sell this. You can sell that. You can sell all your precious things that you have in your household. But let me tell you something. Your soul should never have a price tag on it today. Some people, you know, think that everything has a price, and it does not. It does not. You see, Ahab didn't see the value in the vineyard because he asked to buy it. He asked to buy it from Naboth. Jezebel didn't see the value of the vineyard because she did not respect the law and sent Naboth to his death. There was a law back then, and it still stands today. You don't take somebody else's property. But Jezebel, she told Ahab, hey, you're the king. You can have whatever you want, king. But even when we read in scripture later on down the way here in the chapter, he puts on sackcloth and sits in ashes, Ahab does, because he realizes what he did was wrong. But Jezebel tried tricking him and said, hey, you're the king. You can have whatever you want. And it was not true. Both Ahab and Jezebel did not see the value of the vineyard. You see, it was against the law to take another man's property. Some people just aren't going to value the same things as you and I do tonight, church. When we look out in the world, we can tell. We can make a fine definition of who's on God's side and who's on the other side. Some people just aren't going to value the same things as you and I do, Brother Kyler. But that doesn't mean we're in the wrong tonight. Let me understand, God has a plan and God has a purpose for each and every one of you in this place. We gotta understand if we're not connected to the vine, we won't know what that purpose and what that calling is. You see, it was against the law to take another man's property, and Jezebel tried to swindle and connive and get in the way of the law, and she did. And you and I hand over authority to things in our life that we should never let rule us. We hand over the keys to certain things in our life that try to connive in our spiritual life. We let those things creep into our heart. We let those things creep into our soul. And just like a Jezebel will creep in and say, hey, you're the king. You have the authority. You can take this man's property. And we allow things to lie to us, and we allow things to get in our hearts, and we allow things to get in our mind and confuse us. And that's what happened to Ahab. And so some people just aren't going to value the same things as you and I do. It means nothing to them. We shouldn't let the Jezebel in our life conspire against the value we have considering our relationship with God. We will allow things, whether it's a job, whether it's a person, whether it's the nicest thing that you can afford. It'll creep into your life, and it'll speak voices into your soul, and it'll cause you to devalue your vineyard. It will cause you to devalue your relationship with God. It'll cause you to say, "Oh, well, that's not important right now. Prayer is not important right now. Oh, talking to God for a little while isn't really the most important thing I got going on right now. Oh, fasting is not the most important thing that I probably need to focus on right now. Or getting in a prayer closet is probably not something I gotta get in my nice car. I gotta drive it down the road. Hey, I gotta go to this good job that's paying me bukus of money, and I gotta make the highest dollar possible." But we tend to push the things in our vineyard to the back seat. But let me tell you something, your vineyard should be the most important thing in your life tonight. Your relationship, your covenant with God should be the most important thing in your life tonight and in my life. You see, Ahab married a Phoenician woman, and her name was Jezebel. And Jezebel caused, she didn't just cause him to get a hold of Naboth's vineyard and cause him to kill Naboth, but she caused Ahab to start worshiping Baal, which was a false god. And you see, Ahab technically didn't kill Naboth, but he sure allowed it to happen. Jezebel stepped in and wrote the letter to the two men and said, hey, put Naboth in a high place, and we're going to create a fast here, and you're going to stone him for blaspheming against the king and against God. And so Ahab didn't technically kill Naboth, but he sure allowed it to happen. How many understand we allow some things to happen? We allow some things to go on in our spiritual walk with God that we should never let happen. You see, Ahab didn't technically kill Naboth, but Jezebel did. We've got to be careful what we allow to take place in our family. We've got to be careful what we allow to take place in our church. Neither Ahab or Jezebel saw the same value in the vineyard as Naboth did. So in the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, it says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Our vines have tender grapes. We've got to get rid of the foxes today because they will eventually spoil the vine. We've got to get rid of the Jezebels in our life that try to spoil the vine. We've got to get rid of the things that may easily beset you and I today. John chapter 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. For without who? Who is me? Jesus Christ. For without me, ye can do what? Nothing. Without God, I am nothing, Brother Ken. Without Jesus Christ, I'm nothing. And the only way to get connected to the vine is finding value in your vineyard tonight, church. The only way to get connected to the vine is finding value in your vineyard, in your relationship, in your covenant with God. Can I ask you this question tonight, church? What was Naboth's purpose without the vineyard? What was Naboth's purpose without his vineyard? It was that which was passed down to him that he was not willing to let go of. Throughout your life and throughout my life, there's going to be some things in this year that will try to turn you and I into a paying customer. There's going to be some things that's going to, you know, come up in your life, sprout up in your life, and are you willing to sell out to that? Are you willing to sell out to the enemy? Are you willing to sell out to that's most convenient? Ahab saw what was most convenient to him. He didn't understand the value of Naboth's vineyard. He wanted a vegetable garden instead of a vineyard. And so we've got to understand throughout our life there's going to be some things that's going to turn us into a paying customer. And are we willing to pay that price? It's a heavy price to pay. We need to be like Naboth tonight and say, what I have is not for sale. We need to be like Naboth tonight and say, you know what? There's more than what you see. There's more than what meets the eye in this vineyard. It means something to me. It's been passed down from generation to generation. It's been tested. It's been tried. It's been put through the fire. It's been something that's found true. It's been something that's sustained my life. It's been something that's kept me from all harm. Let me understand tonight, your relationship with the Lord will keep you from all harm. It will. It will sustain you. It'll hold you, Brother Levi. It'll guide you. When you're so confused, when you don't know which direction to take, you can call on the name of the Lord, and he'll be right there with you. And he'll show you the steps to take. And it may not be easy. You may have trial and circumstance, but you'll be able to make it through it if you have value in the vineyard tonight. I don't know about you, church, but I'm not willing to give up what the generations before me worked so hard to obtain. I'm not willing to give it up for for all the people that's paved the way, that's blazed the trail for this gospel, to just throw it to the side and say, you know what, Ahab, I'll sell it to you. You know what, Ahab, sure, I'll give it to you. If you want it, it's yours. No, that's not what I'm about tonight, church. I'm about the value, finding value in what's important in my life. We've got to find value in the vineyard and stay connected to the vine. The vine is the one true God. The vine is Jesus Christ. The vine is Emmanuel, God with us. For without Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. Without Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. And if the singers want to come and the musicians want to come, I'm coming to a close here if the church wants to stand. I didn't want to keep you too long tonight, but I want God to move. I want God to speak. I want God to do his thing. And I know we've come in here, and I know it's a short crowd, but I guarantee you God will do something if you just let him. We've got to find value in the vineyard tonight. Just like Naboth, he had a value in his vineyard. Naboth lost his life protecting his vineyard. Are you willing to lay down your life for this thing? Are you willing to give your, and I'm not saying die for it. If possible, yes. But are you willing to lay down your old life, your man, your carnality? Are you willing to lay down your life to serve God for your vineyard? Are you willing to take what's most important to you and give it to God and say, Lord, this is all I have and it's yours? And so you and I are going to leave this world one of two ways, protecting and preserving what we have or selling out what we have. We're going to leave this world one or two ways, Brother Don, and we're either going to protect our vineyard by stepping in front of the ones who want to steal it from us, or we're going to sell it out and say, you can have it, I don't want it no longer. And in this year, I don't want to sell out to the small voices that are creeping up in my life and saying, hey, you can do this without serving God. Hey, you don't need God in this circumstance. Hey, you don't need to talk to your Lord in this trial, in this circumstance. Hey, you got this figured out, Sister Angie. Hey, you're smart enough to do this on your own. You don't need to get on your knees and pray to me. You don't need to talk to me. No, I got to find value in the vineyard. I got to find value in my relationship with God. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 17 through verse 19, it says, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whether he is gone down to possess it, and thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where the dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And so Ahab didn't just do what he did and got away with it. There was a heavy price to pay for what he did. Listen, church, if we value the vineyard, the Lord will honor and fulfill his promise to you and I. Yes, Naboth suffered a grueling, a horrible death of being stoned, but God still honored him. He still honored him. Even though Naboth was murdered by Jezebel, because he didn't give up his vineyard, the Lord still called it Naboth's vineyard while Ahab was standing in the midst of it. In the aftermath of everything that happened, Brother Paul, Ahab was standing in the midst of the vine of Naboth's vineyard, and the Lord still calls it Naboth's vineyard. He doesn't call it Ahab's vineyard. He doesn't call it Jezebel's vineyard. He still calls it Naboth's vineyard. And so tonight, church, I want us all to understand the value of a vineyard, the value of relationship, the value of having a covenant with God. We've got to value the vineyard tonight, church. Our relationship and where we stand with God should be the most important thing to you and I tonight. Find value in the vineyard. Get a relationship with God in this new year. be in covenant with God, walk in him, and he'll honor that. No matter what may happen, no matter where you may land, no matter where you may end up, he'll honor you and I today if we find value in the vineyard. Thank you, church.